lost my drive. I've been stuck in traffic and I can't find my way out. I guess it's Roblox. Yeah, it's Roblox. I guess it's Roblox.
What is up, y'all? And welcome to another Destroying Depression podcast. As always, I am your host, Jake Danielson. If I sound like I'm not doing the greatest, it's because I'm not. Health issues are kicking my ass with my stomach issues and my IBS and the stuff I gotta take for it, making me feel like I'm gonna pass out all the time. But I told you we're back. We're gonna do it every week. And so I'm gonna give you guys a quick one this week. And one thing that's really been plaguing my mind is we gotta stop saying we're burdens, man. We're like, sorry to bother you, sorry I'm giving you these issues. Because the thing is, although we should see, you know, we should reach out. When we reach out to someone, we should, hey, are you capable of handling this? Is it okay if I vent to you? Can I talk to you about something? Although we should ask those questions. In the majority of situations, the people who love and care about us want to be there for us. And sometimes they can't carry that because they're going through their own thing. But the majority of the time, people want to be there for you. And it fills their cup. Loving people, caring about people, giving, being there, growing, aiding, that's a cup filler. To be able to be there for someone you love and care about, to be able to support those you love most, that fills most people's cup. Think about the time you were there for someone, and you helped them through something, and even though it might have been hard, you probably felt better afterwards. Once you got through that thing, you probably felt better. You probably felt good that you were there for them. You probably felt happy you were there. Loving and caring people feels good. And so we gotta stop saying we're a burden, because we're not. And sometimes, honestly, not allowing people to help us, not allowing those we love to be there for us, is actually hurting them and us. It's not just hurting us. We think by reaching out we're hurting them. But what we're actually doing is hurting ourselves. And we're hurting them by not reaching out. Because when we reach out, we help them. We give them the opportunity to love and care. And that's what living is about. Living is about loving and caring for those we love most. It's about being there for each other. It's about growing together. It's about getting through hard things together. You want to be there for the people you love most. You do. How many times have you heard, man, I wish they'd reach out to me. I know something's going on. I wish they'd talk to me. I can tell they're off. I wish they'd say something. We want people to talk to us. We want people to be there for us. We want people to support us. And sadly, sometimes, even though people want to support us, they don't do it the way we always need. But that doesn't mean they don't want to or they're not trying. That's where the issues come, is a lot of times we're scared that one, we're either going to get shunned, which is a possibility. But in most cases, if you're being shunned, it's either because they're going through something themselves or because those people aren't good for you anyway. You're pouring into people who aren't pouring back into you, and those people you need to move on from anyway. So that's how we got to start to look at things. Is by letting others help us, we're actually helping them. By letting other people help us, we're allowing them to be a part of something special, which is our healing. And when we help others heal, we heal. If we're able to support people, we also heal. That's how it works. It's energy. If we can aid in positive energy, we take that back. We receive what we give. If we're able to give love, then we receive it back. So by reaching out, by being vulnerable, you're giving someone the opportunity to give probably what they also want to receive. And you're opening the door for them to, when they need to be vulnerable, they know you're a safe place to go to. Because they know that they were there for you in your hard time. So now that they're struggling, they know, they can think, hey, They were honest with me when they were going through it. I can be honest with them. That's the power of reaching out. That's what it can do. So stop thinking you're a burden for reaching out, because you're not. Reaching out's a good thing, not only for us, but for the people who love us most. And this is my reminder that whatever you're going through, you are not alone. Please reach out. Friends, family, therapist. You know, check out the podcast DMs. I'm sorry, I am not all there today. But hit us in the podcast DMs. Reach out to me. Send me an email. You know, whatever you do, I try to reach back out to everyone who gets to me. But if not, that's okay. Just get the help you need. And as always, have a good week.